power play troubles a big difference for you tonight, especially those 2 5-on-3s?
Yeah, obviously you have an opportunity with some power plays to go ahead in the game and to get yourself a chance to claw back at certain periods. You know, the 2 5-on-3s were very short. So they weren't the full opportunity for it, the full 2 minutes. But yeah, we need to make sure 5-on-4 and 5-on-3 that we're capitalizing on those power play chances. We weren't able to do that tonight.
What happened in the third? Did Charlotte come out a little bit stronger after you guys scored those 2 goals? Or did your players come out flat?
Well, I liked our second period. I liked the fact the back half, our second, we got ourselves back in that game with the late goals to make it 3-2. You know, they come out with we turn the puck over at the offensive blue line. It's an odd man rush going the other way. So for me, it's building off the second period, the back half of the second period, and what we did better in that was getting our feet moving, making smarter decisions with the puck. But one shift in the third period cost you when you don't make those right decisions with the puck.
How hard is it to put together consistency when you have all these new guys coming in every day?
I'm never going to make excuses. We have, new guys, 6 PTOs and 1 amateur tryout in there in that dressing room. But we do a lot of legwork to find the right players that can build depth and come up from the ECHL and come in from the college ranks. So, you know what? It's there's excitement in their game. They got to learn on the fly here. That's part of the American Hockey League. Those guys got to make the most of their opportunities. Thank you.
Charlotte's clinging to the last playoff spot. And they come in here and get a 6-2 win. Is it a gap in desire tonight, a gap in skill between your team and theirs?
Not a gap in desire for us. I thought, you're looking at a team that obviously we just played in Stockton that's fighting for their playoff lives. We're able to have success against them. You're looking at the Charlotte team. We realize they're right on the line as well. But for us, it's opportunities when you add so many new faces in the lineup. There's opportunities for those guys to earn contracts for the upcoming season. So the desire is there. I like the fact that that we had some pushback in the back half of the second period to get ourselves within 1 goal. I thought we did lose a little momentum on those missed power play opportunities. But overall, I like the compete and work ethic that we get out of those players in the room.
What's the message coming out of today for the next game, for the rest of the season?
The message is we want to win games. We always want to make sure that we're making improvements, but also when we have opportunities to win games, we want to make sure that we're not letting them slip out of our grasp.